producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, you're welcome to join us here on the radio waves. We'll give you the toll-free number and our Skype here in a moment with you in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And you can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com where you can actually create the content there that you see on the front page of the site. So please enjoy that. freetalklive.com. Now, it wasn't too long ago that we talked about a study. I think it was in the UK. They'd done another one in the United States. And the UK study showed that there were maybe a small minority of people in the UK who were willing to have sex with a robot. And I think it was like 15% or something like that. Nothing huge, but it's a starting point. And I imagine that will get larger. That number will get larger as the sex robots become more realistic over time. I imagine you could already have a sex robot with the technology that we have today, but it will probably be a little on the clunky side, mm-hmm. Let's say.
Yeah, if you're considering like Bender from Futurama or something off of Doctor Who or Battlestar yeah. Galactica, it's like, hey, that's not going to work. But they're really coming up they're coming up.
Now, I never saw the original Battlestar Galactica. Did you, Conan? Did you seen the original series?
I tried to watch one of them, I think, and it's pretty rough.
Because the new one, they're hot. The human robot Ooh. Things, and I don't think anyone would have a problem having sex with
human. That's the future right there.
Yeah, so they're right. Now,
right before they take over us.
We're not there yet, but there are already debates being had about the ethics, supposedly, of having sex robots. There is actually there's some sort of movement. The website is campaignagainstsexrobots.wordpress.com, and it's not immediately obvious that this is some sort of ultra, you know, right wing religious movement or anything like that. It actually seems to not be that. Which is kind of a surprise. I figured if there was going to be a campaign against sex robots, it would be, you know.
Yeah, from the right.
The typical people who don't like sex, or at least pretend to not like it.
The usual suspects.
But what I've got here is I've got a story from theconversation.com called In Defense of Sex Machines, Why Trying to Ban Sex Robots is Wrong, and they link over to this campaign against sex robots site, which has just a very simple statement on the front of their website that I'm going to share with you here. Oh, wait, no, this is not that simple. Okay, so there's the ethics of robotics on their page, and then also an about page. So we'll start with the about. Over the last decades, an increasing effort from both academia and industry has gone into the development of sex robots. That is, machines in the form of women or children for use as sex objects.
What about men? There's no men in this?
This is the weird thing about this. We'll get into that. Substitutes for human partners or prostitutes. The campaign against sex robots highlights that these kind of robots are harmful and contribute to inequalities in society. We believe that an organized approach...
What? What inequalities could possibly be made from this?
We believe that an organized approach against the development of sex robots is necessary in response to the numerous articles and campaigns that now promote their development without critically examining their detrimental effect on society. As humanoid robots become more widespread, it's necessary to develop an engaged ethical response to the development of these new technologies. The ideas behind the campaign were launched in a paper presented at Ethicomp 2015 and are the following. So this is legit, right? Like, this is not a parody. There was some other, I forget what it was, but it was like, what was it, in one of the Austin festivals where there was this parody group out that was trying to stop robots from being developed.
And I remember that, yeah.
It wasn't legit.
South by Southwest?
Yeah, it was South by Southwest and one of those big Austin tech festivals. And they made some headlines and seemed like it might have been real, but really all they were doing was promoting some movie or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So they weren't for real. This one looks legit. I mean, they actually presented a paper at Ethicomp 2015, and they say the following. We believe, point number one, we believe the development of sex robots further objectifies women and children. And I think that this does beg the question, why wouldn't there be male sex robots? It seems pretty obvious there would be male sex robots. Number one, guys who are gay are going to want male sex robots.
There are currently, you know, male sex toys out there.
Plenty of them.
Lots of them.
With robotic parts.
And those, you know, so the
those
idea
are sold
that,
to a lot of women, those sex toys.
Indeed they are. So I can't imagine that they wouldn't, you know, there wouldn't be a niche for this. It seems absolutely ludicrous. This sounds like the social justice warrior saying men are bad is what this sounds like.
Yeah.
And they make sure to toss in children to make them sound, make all men sound dangerous.
Right, I think we need to start a new movement. All robots matter. Not just the kids and the women's. Men can be objectified, right?
Or, absolutely.
Or we can, I guess, according to this article.
Well, I mean, clearly...
statement, actually.
Yeah, I mean, women can clearly objectify men and vice versa, whatever that means. The vision, they say, for sex robots is underscored by reference to prostitute John Exchange, which relies on recognizing only the needs and wants of the buyers of sex. The sellers of sex are not attributed subjectivity and reduced to a thing, just like the robot. As far as the sellers of sex are concerned, you're providing a service. The needs of the sellers of sex are money, so they're getting their
needs.
Just
like the need of every other employee on the planet. I mean, people aren't going to pick up garbage or, you know, do your plumbing or serve you food because they think you're swell.
I wonder what the sex trade workers think about the sex robots. I imagine they might be a little threatened by them as well.
Well, I imagine probably not. What they're saying to themselves is that they have a limited time in their career. Mm-hmm. Most of them are probably not saying, I want to do this for the rest of my life. So
yeah.
They're thinking that they can outpace the robots, and it stinks to be you know, the next prostitutes down the line. But, you know, I would guess that there's a good percentage of people who are doing prostitution who would like to make the kind of money they make doing something else.
But wouldn't it be funny if years from now you have a group of prostitutes picketing a robot creator?
Sex worker versus sex worker.
Yeah, exactly.
Sex bot.
You're taking away our jobs.
The development, they say, of sex robots and the ideas to support their production show the immense horrors still present in the world of prostitution, which is built on the perceived inferiority of women and children and therefore justifies their uses as sex objects. This is, you know, news to me. I had no idea that prostitution was built on the perceived inferiority of women. It seems like the prostitutes are the ones who control the deal, right? Like, they decide whether or not they're offering their services to people, and they can say no to anybody who comes along and looks suspicious or whatever. I mean, they're totally in control.
Well, I think it depends on the situation.
Well, unless they're owned by some pimp slave or whatever. Okay, I was talking about voluntary, consensual prostitution, which, of course, is the classic form of it.
The problem, well, I don't know if that's a classic form. The problem with prostitution is that it has had a long and storied career.
Well, only because it's illegal.
I don't know that that's entirely true. It depends. There's certainly plenty of places in throughout human history where prostitution wasn't illegal, but female slaves were still sold with the express notion that they could be used for sex. So that's not, you know, like, I don't know.
Is that
know.
Happening in Nevada? Is there a lot of sex slavery there? Okay, it's legal in Nevada.
No, I mean, they're protected in Nevada. They're protected by laws.
That's actually where I thought.
Well, no, they're protected by bouncers. There are bouncers in the... you know, the prostitution houses there, the brothels, who will absolutely throw your butt out if there's a problem.
This is actually where I thought this was going, the statement from this group that we were creating robot slaves, and that was the problem. We're going back to a form of slavery, and that it would be an issue. The other issue I thought these guys might have is the whole Stephen Hawking robots or artificial intelligence is on its way to take over the human race, and
no,
this is just one more step in that direction.
No, they haven't
said any of that.
Yeah, I don't think they come at it from any of those points. This is all just these sex robots are going to make they're going to set women back is the idea, and I think it's ridiculous. You can share your thoughts with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether or not you'd be interested in sex with a robot, I mean, you can talk about that if you want, but how do you feel about where these guys are coming from, or these gals? I don't know who's in charge of this movement. Campaign against sex robots. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype username's lrn.fm. That number, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given them a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yeah.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are Free Talk Live, and you can become a part of the show just by calling in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Why is it wrong to have sex robots. And what you're going to hear, not just tonight on the show, but just as things move ahead into the future of the inevitable sex robots coming along, is, I think, various different objections. The objections we're hearing tonight, I wasn't expecting, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised. These seem to be coming kind of from the left, but I expect you're also going to hear people from the right arguing against sex robots as well. Just
I'd like to say
good
luck. Good luck
eliminating, stop them, you mean?
Yeah, eliminating sex robots, any more than you can eliminate the other marital aids that exist.
They've tried in Alabama. I believe they are banned there, if I'm not mistaken.
You think that they're non-existent?
Sex toys.
Do you think it's even difficult to get them? Do you think they run any stings? Do you think that police officers want to bother being the dildo patrol?
You might be surprised.
I want to see this movie now. I want to see the rise of the sex robots and the government strikes back and sends out the Harrison Ford robot killers, the sex robot killers. And now he goes around and that's all he does until he falls in love with one, except he thinks she's human, and then he has a whole change of heart. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they did that, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah, it's called...
Blade Runner?
Well, yeah. Android's dream of robot sheep or something like that.
BitcoinInvestor.com. You can go to the D Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, which probably isn't too far away from a legal brothel, and join Trace Mayer, Stephanie Murphy, Joseph Unperling, Paul Pui, Tone Vase, Bitcoin Bell. You might know her as Michelle Seven, our former co-host. She's going to be there, and many more. Lots of Bitcoin enthusiasts will be there October 29th and 30th at the upcoming first ever Bitcoin Investor Conference. The D Hotel accepts Bitcoin, so you can buy your room for Bitcoin there, and you'll get to meet some of the movers and the shakers and the big names in Bitcoin. Go to BitcoinInvestor.com. You can get your early bird tickets. That's BitcoinInvestor.com. It's the first year of this event, which means great idea to go and attend this thing. That way you can be... You know, if you come back for the second year, you already know everybody, or at least a lot of the people who will be there. So go to BitcoinInvestor.com, and Mark, you are going to be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event.
First ever from Las Vegas?
That's true, BitcoinInvestor.com. So
what I find from this article about the sex robots,
the campaign here, against sex robots.
The campaign against sex robots, and they're pretty clear here. They basically are concerned with sex robots being female, and then they toss
and
in
children
in order to further vilify males, one would assume, right? Like I'm just guessing that
there are female pedophiles.
There are female pedophiles. I'm certainly not saying otherwise, but I would say that the likelihood is that lesbians don't buy a lot of sex toys that are sort of female oriented. Does that make any sense? They're not buying the same sex toys guys are.
Okay.
It just doesn't make any sense for them to do that. So this is a guy-oriented attack, and it's really just a long line of attacks that say female sexuality is beautiful and needs to be flourished and fostered. Male sexuality is dirty and yucky, and it's rape. Right? That's all this is. This is just a bunch of people yelling, "Men are rapists!" And they found a new way to yell, "Men are rapists."
Is there way to determine who this group is, Ian? Do they have any links to any other groups?
Well, yes, they do. As a matter of fact, their website, campaignagainstsexrobots.wordpress.com, also has a links page to what they consider to be important organizations, which include the Campaign Against Killer Robots, which I don't think that's a bad idea. I would like to not have military robots killing people. I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. They also have the Coalition Against Trafficking in Women. I'm actually against trafficking all human beings. Let's include all humans in the anti-trafficking group. The Dream Catcher Foundation, I don't know what that is. Prostitution Research and Education Campaign to End Loneliness. So no groups I've ever heard of here, but they're on their website, Conan. Let's go to Ron in Virginia. We'll continue their list of why they are doing what they're doing, which is advocating against the idea of sex robots, presumably to ban them. But Ron, go ahead with your thoughts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Conan, and Mark.
Well, I'm thinking like this. I'm all for this idea. I've been saying for the longest time, the first human-only looking robots would be for sex. Why have a robot look like a human? And that's for sex. But in the beginning, and we're getting pretty close to this, actually, if you look at the animatronics and artificial flesh, and we're not very far from the state where...
Hey, Ron, I'm sorry to bug you, man. I always have to do this because our phone system seems to be kind of screwy. Can you back off your phone by like an inch and a half, 2 inches?
Sure. Okay. Am I good now?
I don't know. Keep going.
Okay. So, in the beginning, the machines would be, you know, they would just basically be very expensive and fancy, blow-up doll, basically.
It's so bad I can't even understand.
I don't even know what you're saying, man.
I'm sorry, Ron. Sorry. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll see if we can get you on a better line or something like that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I really wish I could know what Ron was saying. It sounded kind of interesting. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-3733.
Well, he was talking about the buildup of, you know, what we get first. So we start with, like, automated coffee makers. And then we've got the machines in our cars that are, you know, making all the decisions for us when we need to change the oil and stuff. And then eventually, you know, what's next? I mean,
I don't know. I wish they could find a better way to make coffee. It seems like they've kind of come to the pinnacle of what you can do with a coffee maker.
Well, we'll still have that coffee maker, but we'll have our sex robot making it for us in the morning.
Well, a robot that makes coffee would be really awesome.
Right.
But
so that's two or three robots.
There's nothing's going to stop me from having to put in 12 scoops of ground coffee and pouring in 10 cups of water. And then, I mean, I can set it ahead of time so it's ready in the morning, but, you know, I can wait the 10 minutes if I push the button anyway, so I don't know.
All right, so more here from the list of the campaign against sex robots at WordPress.com. Now, this next one, number four here on their list of why they're doing what they're doing, I actually agree with. We propose that the development of sex robots will further reduce human empathy that can only be developed by an experience of mutual relationship. Now, I get where they're coming from on that one, right? Like, if all you do is spend your time with robots and, you know, you're
90% of your time with robots and then the other 10% on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to lose touch with the humanity around you. And I think that there's some legitimate concern with that one. I think that ultimately...
I don't have any concern.
What do you mean?
I really don't have any concern with that happening to
people.
You think
it's fine if people don't connect
with
other
humans?
Here's why you should care, because people are social animals, and they go crazy if they don't have interactions with other human
beings. I'm sure the robots will be programmed to handle that.
You think so?
Yeah, why not?
Right before they take over.
Well,
yeah, but and Mark's absolutely right. Wow.
Let's keep the antisocial humans busy with the robots, shall we? Let's just keep them busy. Let's occupy them. It's like babies with a mobile. It's good. It's good that they're busy with the robots. Who cares? Not a concern of mine.
Well, isn't there a possibility they could go crazy and, like, start killing people?
That's when we send out the killer robots for them after they have gone crazy.
Well, I got to say, I think there's a concern there. I'm sorry. You don't have to share it. That's certainly the case. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, we already see it with people spending so much time on their digital devices. There's, a concern that they're getting separated from reality to some extent by that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to appreciate the world around you if you're staring at a screen the whole time.
People said the same thing about books.
Mm-hmm.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic, the stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we invite you to join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And sex robots are on the table for discussion. If you'd like to jump into here and join us, you're welcome to do that. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
And it sounds a hell of a lot better than the phone calls we've been getting.
Yeah, I tried to do a Skype-only night just as a test, and, you know, we didn't get any more Skype calls than we normally do, so I felt like I should continue to allow calls. I want to see if I can come up with some sort of solution. Maybe we can reroute the phone lines into our studio, because every time that we've had these bad sounding calls, there's every now and then I'll ask one of those callers to call back on our lines and they sound fine. So I don't know what the problem is, and I apologize to all of our listeners who've been suffering through this with us as we try to figure out what the heck's going wrong. But if you want to try the toll-free lines out, it seems to be a crapshoot. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And again, Skype, you'll sound awesome almost every time at Skype username lrn.fm. You know, if you're online, then privacy should matter to you. Maybe you've been paying attention to the Edward Snowden revelations, which, from what I understand, the worst is yet to come, according to Edward Snowden. I thought I saw a headline about that the other day. I didn't take that. It was a video, so I didn't take the time to actually watch the video, but that's what the headline claimed. And so privacy matters. If you want to protect your privacy, you have to take the steps to do so. Luckily, they're pretty easy. Like ProXPN. You go to ProXPN.com, use code FTL50, and you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy their annual account with the code FTL50. And that gets you a virtual private network. That's what ProXPN is. They encrypt your online communications. Whatever it is that's heading to your internet service provider will be encrypted by ProXPN, so they won't know what you're doing anymore. Your ISP will be in the dark about what you're using their internet connection for, which means they can't log any information about you anymore. That means they can't sell that information to other corporations, can't hand it over to the government. Whether you have Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux, you can get ProXPN. Just get started at proxpn.com right now. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee when you use coupon code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off. Take back the privacy that is your right at proxpn.com. We go to Aaron. He is in Philadelphia on Skype.
Hey, guys. I was listening to your conversation, and I was thinking about robots and the transition eventually to probably... So I believe eventually there will be a machine race, whether it's people transitioning into machines or we develop a system of artificial intelligence. And I was wondering what you guys think about if people make this transition, how long will it be before you could classify the robot people as a new species before they've changed so drastically in their outlook on the world that we can't identify with them anymore?
I agree with this completely. I don't think that it's going. I don't think the robots are going to take over as another species. I mean, they are going to take over, but it's going to be us transitioning into robots. We're going to just start upgrading things. You know, we're going to install a memory upgrade here or there, or robotic eyes, or limbs, or whatnot. And before you know it, it's just going to take over. It's just going to make too much sense not to do this in order to compete.
In nature, there's a phenomenon called a hybrid. The mule is a good example. It's a donkey and a horse got together. There's something else out there that's the opposite. And
the liger.
Yeah, the liger's a good one. There's actually cats and rabbits have been reported to have bred.
Really?
Look, I don't know. I haven't gone really deep into this. I read an article one time. Huh. You know, I don't spend my... that's my job, is to be a jack of all trades.
And
right?
usually these hybrids,
everything.
These hybrids are almost always the end of the line. They cannot reproduce. That's it.
Right.
And this is with produce a lot, with agriculture.
Now, I would say that in this case, you're talking about essentially hybrids coming into being here. I would think it would have to be a new species, it would have to be entirely not human. And otherwise, it's a hybrid, essentially, or a chimera, or whatever term we wish to use to describe this. So, and as far as reproduction goes, they can just build another one of themselves. If that counts as reproduction, I would say then, you know, it has to be completely robotic to be a new species.
Right. So then how would you classify, like, me and a copy of myself in a robot body? Am I the same species as myself in a robot body?
So completely. Are you saying, you know, a human consciousness? Since you can't quantify it, I would say, until you can quantify human consciousness, I'd say that at that point you're essentially a robot.
Right. Okay. I guess that answers it.
Anything else you want to share, Aaron?
Only that one of our greatest strengths as a species is our diversity, whether it's different races or different abilities or genetic diversity in general. And that if we do make this transition, it seems like it's a negative one, that we would transition towards bodies that are homogenous, where everybody would have the same parts, and then we would be susceptible to the same kinds of attacks or downfalls, like an EMP blast from the sun.
Well, I don't think you have to worry, because one thing's for sure, not everyone is going to sign on board with this. Now, Conan, I think, is right that the drive of competition will likely encourage adopting this new technology and taking on, becoming transhumanists or whatever, you know, where you're augmenting yourself with technology, upgrading your body, ultimately maybe becoming a purely robotic being that has some sort of human consciousness, sort of at the end game.
And, you better believe that the non-upgraders will be scorned. They will be the bottom of the barrel, and they won't get the job.
Well, they won't feel that way. They'll feel like they are the pure humans, and that they are better than the robot augmented people. So you're going to have groups of, you know, at least two groups, if not more. You know, the group of the people who are saying, "Oh my God, it's terrible to become a robot. You're debasing yourself. You're destroying your temple, which is God or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so you need to stop that." So there'll be people coming at it from a religious perspective. You'll have
the good news is that those people will really only be able to do anything physically to harm anybody from somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, from, say, 18 to 38. So 20 years tops that they'll be sort of physically dangerous, and only half of their population is likely to be useful in that area, so that's men. The fact is that the robot body people who are going to be 10 times as strong, maybe 50 times as strong, if they're given any trouble by the loudmouth, you know, normal folks will just rip their throat out.
Well, I mean, that's that seems like a kind of a mean thing to say, Mark, but...
I'm only talking about defensive. It's going to be a war.
Yeah.
That gets back to
for survival.
That gets back to my original thing about diversifying into, like, a new species. The robot people, their minds won't continue to think for long. They'll evolve mentally far more quickly than we will as they can upgrade themselves. And so eventually they're going to get to a point where they're going to say, what do we need all these meatheads for?
Mm-hmm. And there's another question is, you know, and this is something I've always asked is what's the drive of an upgraded species? I mean, if you take out the chemical element, which is why we do what we do. I mean, everything I do is because it's a chemical response to, you know, my environment. But if I don't rely on those chemical reactions or the chemical responses to make my decisions, what will my day be like? Why will I exist? Why will I do what I do?
Where does drive come from?
Do I eventually try to evolve into energy and go be in the sun somewhere, you know, or float, or, you know, go back into primitive lizard brains?
I've said it many times, is that if I didn't have a sex drive, that I'd still be living at home with mom. I mean, you know, things were going pretty good there. There's, this lady that keeps the refrigerator full, and frankly, you know, my grandmother used to take care of washing the clothes. The things were really good there at the house, but no, I had to go on an adventure out on my own and, you know, earn a living and do all that stuff. If I wasn't driven in that way, and if a species wasn't driven in that way, what would happen? If they were extraordinary longevity and didn't have to worry about reproduction in the same way, it's all
Aaron,
very interesting.
Thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate the thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I understand, Mark, that you're giving the credit to the robot side of things, but how do you know that the other side isn't going to come up with some kind of weapon that's super effective against robots, like the EMP, completely shutting down your body entirely, and then what do you got? 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. You can join us on Free Talk Live. Skype username's LRN.FM.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4-inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellowood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European Laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
My Patriot Supply is making the choice to get prepared easier and more affordable than ever. For a limited time, a 4-week emergency food supply is just $99. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-276-4010 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. Get prepared today. Call 800-276-4010 today for your $99 4-week food emergency supply.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial in toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, which of the 50 states is the so-called strongest state? We will share that detail. And what's the least strong state? We've got that information for you. Mark has the story. That's on the way tonight. With you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark. The story that we started the show out with was the Campaign Against Sex Robots. This does seem to be a real organization that, now, I'll give them credit, at least they don't say here that they are looking to ban the sex robots. So at least that's not what
they're
saying.
What else are they possibly saying?
That's not what they're saying yet. They do have goals and proposals here, but they are expressing concern for the idea of the sex robot, suggesting that a sex robot will somehow make, well, that it'll make life more difficult for women and children, apparently. Want to get back into that here.
I can't imagine what that means, but, go ahead.
Here's the ethics of robotics from their website, campaignagainstsexrobots.wordpress.com. They say, we believe in the benefits of robots and technologies to
Wait
our
a second.
Society.
If robots start doing, your dishes or making your food for you or whatever, isn't that directly detrimental to dishwashers and cooks?
Well, I guess they don't mind that people will be losing their jobs to robots. It's just that they
I'm
feel
sorry
like,
to tell you, there's a certain amount of women in this world whose job is to be a wife. And, you know, what they're trading, I'm just thinking of, I can't remember her name, but this, the Playboy model gal, and I think she died. I can't even remember.
Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah, Anna Nicole Smith. And, you know, she essentially married an old guy to get wealthy.
So they say, we believe in the benefits of robots and technologies to our society and human cultures, but want to ensure that robotics develops ethically and that we do not reproduce inequalities with their development that could further reinforce disturbing human lived experiences.
If this is an all-woman group, then I think that's exactly what it is. They're afraid of losing their power. They're afraid of losing their hold on a bunch of dudes who, just like Mark said in the last segment, would never have left his mom's house if it wasn't for that sex drive. If they lose that power over us, we, you know, there's no reason for me to go out and get a job and pay for that washing machine or take care of some woman, you know, getting her stuff, getting her things, making her life happy. She's lost all power over me.
Is that the only reason why
I'm not going this far?
You're out
on your own, limb on your own, pal.
Is that the only reason why you have a significant other, Conan, is because of the sex?
I believe that there are a lot of people out there who live a large portion of their life seeking out the sex.
Okay.
And sometimes
that's not you.
No, that is not me.
Okay.
But I'm speaking for the general population who I definitely believe is a general population that they are they're after the relationship drama, the flourishing rate, the beginning of the relationship, the 2-year period before it goes to all to hell, and looking for the sex. And then they're up and leaving and they're going to find another one because that's what's fun. That's the fun part. Everything else is just drama and it's painful.
Well, I'll jump in on that. I think my life would be entirely different. My motives would be entirely different if I didn't have a sex drive. So is it the only reason I'm in would have a significant other? Yeah. It would be the only reason that I would have a significant other.
See, I guess I don't have the same sex drive as you because, you know, for me, I like having a partner and somebody with whom I can be intimate.
I was born into a team, Ian. Mm-hmm. I've got a family, and they're great. Why would I go looking to create a new team, essentially, because, I mean, essentially, my family has been cut off from me to some extent by dint of the fact that I have chosen to live with someone else, right, and create, a new family. I'd be still living at home with mom and grandma.
But
things were great.
But because you want to, bring your seed or continue on your seed, you do need to leave your team and go and mix it up with another team. Otherwise,
That's how families work.
Right, right. Yeah, otherwise, your family, your team is destined to fail.
So there's
some more chemicals right there at work.
I didn't particularly want to have a child, but I got to say it's great now that I do. I think he's awesome. But, I mean, you know, when I was looking, I wasn't looking to do that. That wasn't a goal of mine. But
you wanted to have sex, but not necessarily a child.
Sure. I mean, you know. I mean,
if you do the former enough, you're going to get the latter.
Not if you use protection, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you know.
No. Not all that protection is entirely successful.
Or pull an E in and go ahead and the ultimate protection.
Yeah, vasectomy. Yeah.
Me too.
Handy. So, anyway, back to the story here. From the Campaign Against Sex Robots, they say, "We are not proposing to extend rights to robots. We do not see robots as conscious entities. We propose instead that robots are a product of human consciousness and creativity, and human power relationships are reflected in the production, design, and the proposed uses of these robots. As a result, we oppose any efforts to develop robots that will contribute to gender inequalities in society."
So like I said, if the women lose their power over men, you'll have your inequality. So now they're weaker, physically weaker. They have a different mind. They do things differently. But they've lost their true hold over us, which is that power which makes women women.
I'm trying to decide
whether people have power over me. For me, like, I can take it or leave it when it comes to sex. So, you know, I don't understand the why men.
Or love.
You know, because women want sex too. In my experience, women are just as sexually driven as men. So why it is that?
And we know that, and we've talked about it on the show before. But it's not. I don't think it's something that is taken seriously. That women are just as vulgar. They're just as slutty. They're just as all. They're dogs, just like we are.
Mm-hmm.
But society treats them differently
for
some reason.
Yeah, and that's not fair.
I would say that if there is a ongoing cultural conversation or belief that it would be that men need sex more than women need sex, and so therefore girls
men certainly act like
out of it.
They certainly act like it. It seems that way, but I don't know if it's true.
I don't know if it's true or not. It doesn't matter. That's not what I was talking about. It's truth. I'm talking about
the cultural
beliefs and conversations, and I think that that's what you have there. I'm trying to debunk your theory here, but I honestly can't, because they're talking about we want equal outcomes. Oh, first off, when somebody says they want unequal outcomes, run away from that crazy communist as fast as you can. Because at this point, you know, the
equality... They want to take some power or some attribute from you...
In order
to dumb you down to make you equal with them.
That must be what they're trying to do. And maybe it's not from me. Maybe they want to add to me, but the likelihood is not that. If women can have sex robots like men can have sex robots, there you have your equality. Ladies and gentlemen, this is equality. Now, whatever these people are talking about is that we've got to watch out how sex robots might be used by men. Because they were very specific the people that would be harmed would be women and children.
Well, these guys play into this illusion that you're talking about, the idea that women aren't as sexually driven. They're playing into that by suggesting that, oh, women would never be interested in having a sex robot. Only men who want women to be robotic and children to be robotic so these men can play out all their horrible sexual fantasies on these robots. Us women, we're not interested in having sex, so we would never have a sex robot. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
You know, it's kind of like the TV preachers. You know, whenever you hear somebody talking about porn and all and prostitution and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you can be pretty sure that their downfall is going to come. They're going to be found with a gay hooker in a hotel room someplace.
Always.
Right?
We're waiting for Santorum to come out of the closet. He's got another 5 years at least.
I don't know, I've seen enough of these things happen that it's certainly a possibility.
Yeah.
And this was what I'm hearing here is I'm hearing a bunch of women who are horrified by their own
sexuality.
No, their own rape fantasies, because they're expecting all men to be rapists. So therefore, that's what the expectation is, right? Like if a thief thinks everybody steals, a person who has rape fantasies thinks everybody's a rapist. That would be my concern.
I wonder if they got that from all those porn books they read. Those porn fantasies.
There's a supposedly, supposedly, this is stuff I've read. I've never been a woman. Rape fantasies are as common among women as the two women on one guy fantasy is for guys.
Well,
and that's
one of
pretty
the theories,
common.
Now, one of the theories for why rape fantasies are common among women is because society tells them, you're not supposed to be interested in sex, but they are interested in sex, and so they feel like there's this, you know, sort of mental conversation going on behind the scenes that says, well, I really want to have sex, but I'm not supposed to have sex, so if someone has sex with me against my consent, then I can have the sex that I'm wanting, but I didn't consent to it, so I didn't really want it.
I think it's more of a hold on to the Puritan subservience. I think that's especially in our country, and I don't know. I guess we need someone from another country to call in and say, how do the women approach sex in their countries?
Well, luckily, you can do that if you're outside of the United States easily by using Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, in defense of sex machines, it's Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.